Nolte, CNN's Brian Stelter exposes Trump's DWTS tweets and ignores ABC's Epstein scandal. By John Nolte on November 12, 2019. Brian Stelter continues to cover himself in career-defining shame after hiding ABC News's Jeffrey Epstein scandal from CNN viewers. On Sunday, Stelter once again proved he has no interest in doing his advertised job, which is to cover consequential stories involving the news media. On Tuesday, Stelter did reveal that his preferred journalistic priorities are to hit President Trump with sick Twitter burns. As Breitbart News reported Monday, Stelter is desperately covering up the bombshell, first reported by the indispensable Project Veritas, that ABC News quashed a story about a convicted sex trafficker, the late Jeffrey Epstein. According to ABC's Amy Robach, who was caught on video, she had the goods on Epstein all the way back in 2015 but, in her words, the far-left network quashed the story. The reasons for this are obvious. ABC is owned by Disney. Disney is run by Bob Iger. Iger, Disney, and ABC have done multi-million dollar backflips for years to protect Bill and Hillary Clinton. Documents show that Bill Clinton was a frequent guest on Epstein's plane, which had been dubbed the Lolita Express because it was basically an orgy plane loaded with young girls. What's more, George Stephanopoulos is the biggest star ABC News has, and he is not only a loyal Clintonista going back decades, he too has associated with Epstein. So why would Stelter cover such a thing up? Well, first off, because his puppet master, CNN chief Jeff Zucker, probably told him to. Secondly, ABC News is not Fox News, which Stelter hates almost as much as Trump. And if Fox News did such a thing, Stelter would obsess over it until the sun flamed out. Finally, there is no way to spin the ABC News scandal away. No way to explain it away. No way to justify a major news outlet covering up for a convicted rapist and sex trafficker with deep connections to the Democrat Party and the Clintons. So Stelter's goal is to protect ABC, a member of his left-wing tribe, by ignoring it away. The problem for Stelter, though, is that in between kissing Dan Rathers and Carl Bernstein's disgraced backsides, for years he has pranced around as journalism's great defender of brave reportage. And yet he cannot bring himself to defend a young woman fired by CBS News at the request of ABC News. Good grief, this young woman is only suspected of leaking the Robach video, a claim she has credibly denied. Regardless, even if she is guilty, so much for Stelter defending whistleblowers and the powerless and those in the media who take risks to report the truth to the people. After Spicer was voted off dancing, at Real Donald Trump deleted his 8:33 p.m. tweet urging people to vote for Sean. Trump had written, "He is a great and very loyal guy who is working very hard." Now he's posted a new message, "A great try by at Sean Spicer. We are all proud of you." Brian Stelter, at Brian Stelter, November 12, 2019. Scoop, y'all, Trump deleted a Dancing with the Stars tweet. Film at 11. What is not a scoop in Stelter's twisted, sellout, and perverted mind is a major news network that spent 3 years covering up for a monster guilty of trafficking underage girls. Granted, there is some news in Stelter's tweet, the news that this might be the first tweet in Twitter's history to earn 100% derision and mockery in the responses. And that is what I meant on Monday when I wrote that Stelter covering up for ABC News is a career-defining moment for him, something that will never be forgotten. Something that will be thrown in his face until he's gone. Something that has forever undercut his residual credibility. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.